Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome to New Covenant Worship Center. We are live here in the building, amen, for our third Sunday in this month of January. God has graced us, blessed us, he's keeping us. So I'm grateful and thankful this morning that you all are here in the building. I welcome you all. I thank God for each and every one of you all for sharing, for liking, for commenting on Facebook, on YouTube. Listen, it's going to be an awesome time in the Lord today. I'm excited about what God is doing here at New Covenant Worship Center. So I want you guys to come in and stand in agreement with us on this morning as we begin to offer prayer today. And we're going to get into praise and worship and the word of God. Come on, make some noise in this place and give God some thanks. Amen. God is so good to us. He's so kind to us. Let's begin to bless his name this morning. Let's lift him up on today. So Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, to give you praise, God. Lord, we come to lift you up and magnify your holy name on today, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings, for your peace, for your joy, for your kindness on today, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing, God, that has been released over us on today, God. That your anointing comes to remove yokes and destroy burdens on today, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for peace today, God. I thank you, Lord, for prosperity today, God. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us life and breath in our body on today, Father God. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to fill this place on today, God. Fill this place with your power, with your glory, with your anointing on today, God. That, Lord, we may experience you like never before, Father God. Lord, begin to stir up this atmosphere, Father God, that our hearts and minds, God, will be in alignment with your presence on today, Father God. That we may experience your power, your glory, your authority, your anointing on today, Father God, that Lord, we're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders on today, Father God, that the power of your anointing will move in this place like never before, Father God. Lord, we decree blessings over our life on today, God. We decree miracles to manifest in this service on today, God, that Lord, we believe in you, Father God, that we will not leave out of here the same way we came in on today, Father God, but Lord, we decree newness, Father God. We decree, God, your favor, God. We decree your blessings upon our life like never before, Father God. And Lord, I ask that you just continue, Lord, to release your blessings, God, to release your power and your anointing on today, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will move and reign like never before, Father God. Lord, we decree the peace of God. We decree the anointing of God. We decree the favor of God is resting upon our life on today, God. And we thank you for healing on today, God, that Lord, you're healing our bodies from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God, that Lord, you supernaturally go in, God, and you'll do the work of mending the heart, God, mending the liver, the kidney, God, the colon, the small intestine, the large intestine, our pancreas, our spleen on today, God, every vital organ in our body. We decree and declare that it is well, it is operating to its full capacity, and we decree blessings right now in the name of Jesus, God, that Lord, we have a long life to live on today, God, that we're going to live a life filled with joy, filled with peace, God, filled with blessings and oneness and unity on today, God. And Lord, we just bless your name today, Father God, for you've been so kind and so good to us, Father God, that Lord, you continue to make ways out of no way, Father God. You continue to open doors that no man can shut, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for building us up, God, for increasing our faith, God, for enlarging our territory, God, for releasing your anointing over our life, God, that we have a desire to worship and praise your holy name, Father God. And Lord, we thank you this morning, God, that you continue, Lord, to meet and supply our needs, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the tithes, for the offering, for the giving, God, that we can continue to do ministry, God, continue to do outreach, God. We ask you to bless this community of Joliet, Father God, that we're going to see revival in the land on today, God. We're going to see lives transformed, God. We're going to see yokes destroyed, God. The violence is broken. The murder is broken. The lust and the perversion is broken. God, the injustices are broken today, God. Lord, we decree and declare deliverance in the land on today, Father God, that there will be holiness and righteousness. Oh, I need some people to believe, God, with us, that we can speak a thing into existence and that the righteous will stand, that the righteous will begin to cry loud and spare not, God. I loose that anointing, God. I loose that praise right now in the name of Jesus, God. Do it for your glory, Father. Oh, you're mighty in this place, God. Come on, as the sound comes, I believe God's getting ready to do something mighty and powerful in this place today. And if you would just come into agreement and just trust and believe God that he's well able to do exceedingly the power that worketh in you. Oh, we believe God and his promises that he never leave us nor forsake us. He's a mighty God. Come on, let the sound come.
worship and adore you. We worship and adore you, Jesus. God, you're so mighty. God, you're mighty. Hey, kararabasha. My God is big. My God is strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he's so mighty. He's so awesome. We could have sang about him all morning long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My response will always be hallelujah. 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 Come on, they say this is the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can think about one thing God done, you should just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you can't think of anything, I'm going to help you. Just thank God that you're yet in the land of the living. Hallelujah. God saw fit to give you another chance and another chance and another chance. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he loads us daily with his benefits. That's my scripture I say every morning. I say, God, thank you for loading me daily with your benefits. So when I ran out of strength, you loaded me when I got up. Hallelujah. When I wanted to give up, you gave me a little determination the next day. And I'm so grateful. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, you're so worthy, Jesus. Oh, yes. Come on, from the top, you are. You, Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you for me. Come on, for all the things you've done for me. Worship you for me. Can y'all help us sing? Here's my worship all over the room. Here's my worship. All of my worship. Receive my worship. All of my worship. Come on, let's sing that again. Here's my what? Here's my worship. All of my worship, Father, receive my worship. Yes, all of my worship. Come on, from the top, you Lord, all over the room, you know this.
You Lord, you are worthy.
Come on, and no one
can worship you for me.
Come on, here's my worship. Here's my worship. worship him all over the room. Come on, give him praise. Come on, honor him. Hallelujah. Come on, worship him. Come on, he is great. He is great. He is great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship and adore you, Jesus. We worship and adore you, Jesus. Great I am, you are. Hallelujah. Be pleased with that worship, Jesus. Be pleased with that worship, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name, Jesus.
Come on, give God some praise. Come on, magnify him in this place. Come on, make him large in this place. Come on, bless the name of the Lord, for he is worthy. He is worthy. There is none like him. We serve an awesome God. We serve a loving God. We serve an all-powerful God. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I dare you just to bless him and worship him. For he is worthy to be praised. Hey, hey, hey. He is worthy to be praised. Where my believers at? Where my praisers at? Where are the worshipers at? I need somebody to really give God some glory and some praise. You don't know my story. You don't know what I have to fight through. You don't know the battles I have to face in my mind. You don't know the challenges I had just by standing in the midst of the congregation. You better give God some glory. He's been too kind to us. Hallelujah, Jesus. I won't be distracted. I won't be defeated. I'm going to stand on the promises of God. I'm going to stand on the word of God. He is my help. He is my strength. He is my all in all. He is my Alpha and Omega. I'm standing on the wall today. My face is like Hezekiah. I got my way face shrunk like a blink. I will not be moved. I will not be moved. You ought to lift up the name of Jesus. I didn't say lift up my name. I didn't say lift up the name of New Covenant Worship Center. Lift up the name of Jesus. So wonderful, Jesus. So wonderful is that name. 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 We call you Jesus. We call you Jesus. We call you Jesus. Our all in all, our everything, our peace, our comfort, and our strength. We call you wonderful, Jesus. Counselor, healer, redeemer, that great name, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Jesus. I feel Pastor Strickland from the funeral, from the homegoing service yesterday. He said, the matchless name of Jesus. I love the way he kept saying the matchless name of Jesus, because his name is not to be compared to none other. It's matchless. Who can stand against our God? Nothing. What can penetrate? What can harm? It's the blood of Jesus that protects us, that washes us, that cleanses us. It's that matchless name of Jesus. Because everybody else is still buried. Everybody else is still in the grave. There is a resurrected Savior. The matchless name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but listen, I'm just grateful this morning that we have a matchless name of Jesus. Oh, my. Fire. Shut up in my bones. My. Jesus.
Glory.
Just lift your hands and just wave it just for a moment. Just lift your hands and just say, God, I thank you.
God, I thank you.
My. We give God glory. Come on, you all may be seated in this presence. I thank God for you. My, my, my. Well, I know you should feel better.
Hallelujah.
Your blood is flowing now, amen. You're awake, amen. Everything is moving in you now. You feel better, amen. You done got a little warm, amen. Get your fan out. Praise the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Yolanda. He said, give me get that fan. I saw you, amen. It's well, good. I'll tell you, amen. You got to get the fan. Man, get that. Yeah, this atmosphere is stirred up for the anointing. The presence of the Lord is here. That's what the presence of the Lord will do, amen. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Oh, my God. See, some of y'all, you done forgot what you really got saved from. You've been delivered so long, you forgot you used to be on the corner drunk. Oh, you missed that. You forgot that the many times that you got behind the wheel and you had too much to drink and God spared your life, you made it home safely from the club. Don't you act like you wasn't tripping in the world. Don't you get all dignified and Pentecostal saved, such a church of God in Christ, Methodist holiness on me this morning. You better think back on the goodness of God, how he protected you when you was gangbanging and they came on your set and they shot the place up and you lived. You're not gonna believe God. See, y'all, you too cute for me. Listen, I've been jacked up. I've been in situations I shouldn't have been in. I will never forget 79, 76 in Crandon on a late night after midnight when the police rolled up on us. I had nothing to do with nothing, but I was hanging with people that had drugs on them. I started running because they was running. I'm not going down because I'm not guilty of nothing. But if they would have caught me, I would have been an accessory to whatever they were doing. But by the grace of God, I ran it because why? God's grace was on me then. Oh, y'all, don't play with me today. I'm telling you, I'm excited about Jesus. I know the enemy, he tried to distract you, but I'm going to stay focused anyhow. Because that's what the enemy does. We get caught up in all this little mini. Oh, it's got a little dirt on it. Throw it away. Why? Just wash it. It's not garbage. Just wash it. You can use it again. He used our life because we was jacked up. He washed us, Minister Oliver. We was nasty. Oh, don't go there. Oh, wait a minute. I'm talking about 79. I'm talking about Stony Island, the Zanzibar, the Seville. I need some Chicago people. I was in my mess. I booked the room. You had to be 21. I start booking rooms. Y'all, don't you be. Y'all. He saved me. You better thank God you didn't get that STD from that chick that met the other guy later on. And you found out they was burning. You didn't get burnt. You better. Y'all listen. I ain't gonna play with y'all today. Because y'all sitting here looking like you ain't never been saved from nothing. I gotta make it that plain for you because some of you forgot. You had to go to the doctor. Get a shot. Y'all missing it. Don't. Y'all. If it wasn't you, it was your cousin. I'm just trying to remind somebody of the goodness of the Lord. Because how soon we forget. And we get so high, we standing up here. Ain't nobody saved but me. Ain't nobody saved but me. Y'all all going to hell because you're doing wrong. You ain't saved, you ain't saved, you ain't saved. You ain't saved. I see you sleeping with that man. I see you sleeping with that girl. But what have you been doing? Smoking blunts all night, hitting the pipe, doing wrong, messing up, and you sitting up here like you self-righteous. Get delivered! You might as well look in your own book. Check your own road. Check back your seat.
Yeah. Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. 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 Y'all listen, Brother Thomas, he's dancing for us. If you ain't got two good legs, he'll do some footwork for you. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. 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 I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Gotta go, y'all.
I know y'all having a good time. Sister Renee, it's good to see you. See, I love Sister Renee because she's a real dancer. She know how to, she'll step you under the table. Just give her a party. She ain't need a party. See, I learned how to step on the pole in the basement. Wouldn't nobody get with me because I was the youngest. All my siblings had gone on. So I used to just watch them step. And I had to hold the pole in the basement. Sister Laura's what I'm talking about. Them pillars that hold up the house. I just be down there playing my music and just stepping with myself. Learning how to step. Deep thinking about those of y'all watching on YouTube, on Facebook, I know you're deep in thinking about what are they doing over there? Oh my God, they lost their mind. They're stepping and dancing in the church, break dancing. Just YouTube some churches in Africa. Go on Facebook and look how they praise God. You say we've been messing up. We've been caught up in our clothes and dignified. Listen, we got to move on, y'all. Give the Lord a good hand praise.
I make you wear a suit next week because you get too wild in my sweats. Make you put on a suit next week because you get too wild in your sweats.
I decree a overflow of surplus that seeds will be sown in my life to increase my shouting clothes. My God. She said that because she bought this sweatshirt for me. She was so nice and kind to me yesterday. I told her, you ain't got to buy that. It's got Jordan on it. Y'all know this ain't cheap. I said, it's Jordan on it. I don't want that. That'll be all right. She snuck off, went back to the store and got it for me. Amen. I thank God for her.
Good job, man.
Listen, I'm telling you, God is a man. Yeah, I told y'all, you got to have a good time in the Lord. Amen. Let that joy overflow in your heart. Can you imagine you just sitting at home in your room by yourself right now, looking at the TV? You ain't had as much fun. The Three Stooges are not that funny. You've seen every last episode. You've seen every last episode of Martin. It's still funny. You get a kick and get a laugh at it, but you done seen that before. This is a brand new day, a new experience. We sing a song we ain't heard before. Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Y'all gonna be humming that all week. Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hey! Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Ah, that's good. Y'all a good choir too. My God, y'all sound well. That's a blessing. We gotta move on, y'all.
Come on,
Minister Ted. Come on, Minister Ted. We got to move on. Listen, we're gonna take up our tithes and offering this morning, amen.
Hallelujah.
Let me get back to my dignified self. Praise the Lord. Welcome everyone to New Covenant Worship Center. This is Apostle Jonas Jones, and we're here this morning to give, to sow, to take up our tithes and offering. This is a time when you can give, amen, and show your love and support toward Jesus and the work of the kingdom. And so here at New Covenant Worship Center, we believe in giving, and giving is a blessing, amen. So I want you all to get together and get prepared. Get your purses, your wallets, your credit cards, your debit cards. Get whatever you need to get out. The pigeon that you're going to send with your offering, whatever it may be. Send your seed, amen, so that it can be planted in good ground, amen. So those of you all who are watching online, you can go to our website, www.newcovnc.com. Click the Give tab and you can give online. We're giving toward our tithes and offering, toward our benevolence, and toward our outreach for 2023. God is just good, amen. Those of you all who have Easy Tithe, I encourage you, if you do not have Easy Tithe, download the app. It's the easiest way to give. You can give anytime, anywhere. Those of you all who have given and you give, they're going to make the announcement later, but your Easy Tithe statement has been emailed to you. It may have went to your spam. Just double check it and look for it, but it has been emailed automatically to you. It's going to be an announcement later, just a reminder to let you know. It just came across my mind. Amen. And so also you can mail your seed to 2423 Glenwood, Joliet, Illinois, 60435. Amen. I'm expecting increase, overflow. Amen. If you need an envelope, raise your hand. Brother Terrence has slowed down his dance long enough to get you an envelope in your hand. Amen. I love that. I like that. That's good. Sister Tiffany dancing. You don't know what she's been through. Amen. God's keeping her. Blessing her. You don't know what her daughter went through a couple of weeks ago. And God spared and kept her. She is well and good. God is blessing his people. He is blessing his people. Give on Easy Tithe. Just a little sidebar, man, for those that may sometimes double click. What I do to avoid double clicking, once I give to my tithes and offering, I just close it out and then I go back in and I give to my other fund, whatever I want to give to. So sometimes that way you can avoid double tapping and double clicking, and you give more than you anticipated, and then it has to be a reversal, amen. So just something for those that use Easy Tithe. She watching in Missouri. She said, I'm freestyling, standing in the chair. She said, I can't wear sweat clothes no more. Said, you better not let him out the house. Amen. Oh my goodness. That's good. Amen. God bless you, Sister Tashonda, all the way in Missouri. Appreciate you. Amen. Those of y'all on our right, if you are ready and prepared to give on this morning, come on, let's sow, let's give, let's support the ministry, amen, as we continue to do the work of the kingdom. Amen. Those of y'all on my left, amen, if you have your tithes and offering ready, amen, receive. Let's come on, everybody, because y'all, there's only a few people walking. Come on. We got electronic givers. Keep on walking. Come on, Brother Benny. And declare that dollar getting ready to multiply for you. Increase and overflow. God bless you, Brother Chambers. Look at those shoes, Brother Chambers. These jokers are shining. I love it. God bless you, Brother Charlie. Praise the Lord. Come on, Sister Bridge. She got on her running shoes today. She gonna run today too with me. Yes. Champion. Thank God for Minister Eric in the building. Amen. In the hospital for a day or so or whatever this week, last week. Thank God he's well, amen. Amen. Good to see Sister Sarah back in the building, amen. She had to have shots in her back, amen. And God is healing supernaturally. Amen. Brother Nick, you good? Brother Nick, good. All right. Amen. Let's bless the offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for our tithes and offering, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our time of giving, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we can continue, Lord, to do what you have called us to do, Lord, as the people of God continue to sow into this ministry. I pray that you will bring forth a 100-fold return upon the seed that was sown on today, God, and that we will continue to do the work of the kingdom and do the work of your ministry that you called us to do, Father. And we release blessings, we release increase, favor, and unexpected income upon every seed that we shall receive a 100-fold return. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. Are we ready for our announcements? Barbara is here this week for announcements. Come on. Give it up for Sister Barbara. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, New Covenant. Good morning. Woo, that was a good appetizer, wasn't it? I can't wait for the entree, okay? But these are our announcements. Tuesday at 8 p.m. is men's prayer on the conference line. Wednesday, corporate fast for this week, January 16th through the 24th, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., be fruit, juice, nut, water, and one salad.
Amen.
We will pray daily during the fast days at 6 a.m. on Facebook Live and the prayer call line, which is 605-313-5109. Access code is 107-9264. The devotional reading for the month of January is the Holy Spirit Devotional January 2023 plan. The link has been emailed to everyone. Starting February 1st, we'll be returning to our regular Wednesday fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Fruit, juice, nuts, water, and one salad. Thursday is Bible study, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30. Saturday, movement ministry at 7 a.m., meeting in the church parking lot, weather permitting. Sunday, Sunday schools from 9 a.m. to 9:45. Morning service is at 10 a.m. Upcoming events. Apostle Jonas Jones will be the guest speaker at New Horizons Apostolic Ministry as they celebrate their fourth year anniversary with Pastor Al Jenkins Jr. and First Lady Evangelist Kimberly Jenkins. It's be on January 29th at 3:30 p.m. at 1451 West 79th Street in Chicago, Illinois. Apostle Jonas Jones will also be doing the opening prayer at the City of Joliet's Council meeting. It will be this Tuesday, January 17th at 6:30 p.m., location 150 West Jefferson Street here in Joliet. Please come out and support him. The Easy Tide contribution statements have been emailed to everyone who uses Easy Tide. The statements were mailed on January 2nd, 2023. You may have received your statements in your spam inbox. Please check your spam inbox. You'd be surprised what you're going to find there. Okay, we'd like to also wish all January birthdays happy birthday, all January anniversaries happy anniversary. And I'd also like to welcome all first-time visitors, just visit to our church today. If you're coming to check us out or looking for a new church home, you are welcome.
Yeah. Amen. We give God praise. Listen, I thank God for this time. Listen, I'm going to move right into the word. Any other announcements, Pastor Denise, we may miss? Oh, I got another announcement. Let me get it real quick. Amen. I'm encouraging all those who are in leadership. If you're a minister, a deacon, a pastor, a minister, Bishop Jones will be having a fellowship service for leaders. And it's on a Sunday, January 22nd at 3:30 p.m. It's going to be at Bishop Jones Church. That's next Sunday. Amen. Next Sunday, January 22nd. The guest speaker is going to be Apostle Eric Johnson. So it's going to be a plethora of information, ministering and encouraging our leaders, those who are in ministry. Amen. I encourage you, if you can, get a chance, come on out, fellowship. It's going to be a great time. I will definitely be in the building for that to support Bishop Jones on next Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to preach the word. I'm going to give you that. Then we're going to, Pastor Nisa is going to share a testimony. We're going to shout. And we're going to... That was just a pre-shout. You know, I'm running today. I'm going to run down this aisle a few times.
I'm running with you, Apostle.
Come on, man. Come on, Brother Elijah. I'm telling you, man. When you hear this thing, it's like God is just so amazing. Amen.
Yes, he is.
And faithful to his people.
Yes.
And all you got to do is believe.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So listen, that's the kind of flow we're going to go with. And I'll decide later on what I'm going to do after that. But we're in this series, Where Are the Believers?
Yes.
Where Are the Believers? And... it's so amazing how God does things. If you downloaded
the YouVersion Bible app. It's so many various things that you can tap into and get word and revelation. And so I clicked on a scripture, and then it gives you a prompt that says, I think, I can't think it's at the end, moments or something. Anyway, click on it, and there's other people who have shared that scripture or highlighted that scripture. And another pastor is teaching in this same vein, I believe in Oklahoma, but he's calling it, he called it not where the believers, but he called it where's the church, something like that. And just ministering from these same passages of scriptures. So I believe God is trying to say something to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because of the things that we've endured throughout this pandemic. A lot of ministries lost a lot of people. And I'm not talking about just they left and they didn't come to church. They died.
Yes. Yes.
There are churches that lost 20, 25 people
yes.
in their congregation.
Right.
I mean, so you have to be mindful of the impact of that as it goes across the board. And so with that being said, and so many different things and different variables in people's lives that happen, ministry and church is at a different level now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be prepared for the change that has come.
Yes.
And a lot of people weren't prepared in the beginning of the pandemic, not even being having access to Facebook or YouTube. They weren't at that level because they maybe didn't have the technology. They maybe didn't have the know-all of having young people to help them navigate those particular arenas. And then once you get that avenue set, you have to realize now you open yourself up to a larger audience of people who may just watch virtually.
Mm-hmm.
And these people who watch virtually, who watch from home, watch from different cities, different states, all across the country, they are valuable to these ministries. Because people who watch online, they give to the ministries. They'll sow to ministries and they give to help support the thing that God is doing within that local body. And sometimes we have to get to the point and place to realize that, you know what, God is shifting things. And it may not be the same way as the way we've been used to, because church is different now. We just have to sometimes accept that things are different. And it's not the same. I love Dr. Ari Vernon because he's geared intentional of ministering to his virtual audience, getting connected with them, doing various things with them. And so you have to have that connectivity so that people will continue to fellowship and maintain that relationship. And so this is about relationship that God has designed for the body of Christ. And what the enemy has done, he's tried to disrupt relationship. And he's tried to come in and somewhat sabotage and throw these kinks and knots into the place where we can't smoothly flow, where blood's not flowing smoothly.
Yes.
And when we look at the church of when it was first established and what its foundation is, we have gotten away from that. And so we don't see the miracles, the signs and wonders. We don't see the unity of fellowship because people have different issues or inclinations toward one set of people in the church. And they say, you know, I'm going to come to church. I'm going to go home soon as the door's open. And church is dismissed. I'm gone. You never fellowship. You never know who your neighbor is. You never take time to say, well, who is that? Who are you? How are you doing? What's your name? You have to take time out in that because this is what God designed for us to be in fellowship. If he's told us to forsake not to assemble ourselves together, what's the point of assembling yourself together and you don't know each other?
Well,
you can just go to a concert for that.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go, you pay your fare, you go and you pay, you get the ticket, you sit in the stands, you're excited, you hear the music, and you go home. But God says fellowship.
Yeah.
Don't forsake to assemble yourselves together and don't forsake the fellowship. There is unity and power when we come together. When we're able to learn each other, know each other, and we're going to see it in the scripture. And I believe sometimes we just have to be reminded of the scripture and see what God has destined for us. And as you begin to meditate and look upon the word of God and see the evidence of the thing.
Yeah.
I love Dr. Tony Evans. He said, you know, we have to stand on what truth says, no matter what culture says.
Come on, sir.
Stand on what truth says, no matter what the world and culture has said. What does truth say concerning the word of God?
Yeah.
And we have to be able to stand on it and believe God in those principles and that we can still stand. I don't care. I told my son, I said, I don't care what you put on.
Right.
You're still my son.
Right.
I'm not calling you daughter. I'm not calling you it, they, whatever.
Right.
You're my son.
Yes, sir.
So I'm believing God and speaking things to existence for with a day of deliverance to manifest.
Yes,
so because my words have life and death and my words have power because
yes.
I believe God's word.
Yes.
So we have to get to the point in place to know that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I don't have to beat you up every time I see you with the scripture and tell you how much you're wrong. No, you know you're wrong because conviction is upon you, because shame follows sin. Shame follows sin. As soon as Adam and Eve ate, they became shameful. God said, I told you was naked. And they went hiding because shame comes along with sin. That's why you get people that sit in church and fidgeting.
Can't be still.
You done went to the bathroom 7 times in 7 minutes. I ain't talking about nobody got bladder issues or anything like that. I'm just making an example. You just fidgeting. Because the word going forth and you're like, Jesus, this stuff is hitting me. Cut me. When is he going to stop talking? When is this thing going to be over? Cause did he come to my house last night? Is he talking about me?
Come on.
No, I'm not talking about you. It's the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Holy Spirit comes to reveal. You know how many times people come up and say, you like a fly on the wall. Were you at my house last night? No, I wasn't. But God knows what we need.
That's right.
And he'll design a message that will penetrate your heart, that will minister to you. And this is what God does in his word. So here, as we talk about where are the believers, we find ourselves at the day of Pentecost. I'm going to paraphrase a lot of this so we can just get time moving. And the scripture says that the believers were joined together in one place. It's something about one place being joined together. And the Bible says that they were joined together and they were in fellowship and they were in prayer, that all of a sudden this rushing mighty wind came. And this power began to move in the midst of them. And the Bible says that there were the cloven tongues of fire that sat upon each of them, and they began to speak in other languages. And there were Jews that were from the land after they heard the noise. So what am I saying? Holy Ghost has noise to it. Holy Spirit has a presence to it. Anything that makes noise and you see things coming in disarray, that's letting you know there's evidence that someone has been there. Because things have been moved around. Things have been shifted. And so the people, they begin to hear the noise and they said, it's coming from old Peter's in them house. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm just asking. I don't know if it was Peter's house. It was at Peter's house. And they up there in the upper room, on the upper level. Peter got money, got a nice house. They up there on the third floor. And they up there, and the anointing and the noise is so large that we had to come see what was happening. When the Holy Spirit comes, it will give you a place to be curious and to see what's happening. And these leaders came and they said, we hear them in our own language. And it says they were from many, many different backgrounds. And I believe God did this because he wants you to know that the Holy Spirit has no respect to person. Because some people think it's just for the Jew. It's just for the Gentile. It's just for the Arab. It's just for the Indian. It's just for the Muslim. I mean, not for the Muslim, but for the Asian people or the Indian people or those people in Middle Eastern countries. You have to understand that this Holy Spirit is welcome upon all of us who will believe. So God said, I allow this thing to happen so that many tongues can understand and see the power of what the Holy Spirit represents. So as they begin to talk and they begin to minister, they said, we hear everybody in our own language. How is this possible?
Come on.
And they begin to say, because they mocked, they said, they must be drunk. They must be drunk off wine. So at that moment, Apostle Peter rolls up. Apostle Peter said, I'm not going to allow you to come in here and disrupt my fellowship. I'm not going to allow you to come in here and to now put something on the people in the congregation, in the fellowship, the believers. I'm not going to allow you to label them as something that they're not. So Apostle Peter rolls up as shepherd at that moment. And when he rose up as shepherd, he said, these people and these men are not drunk with wine. It's too early in the morning. It's 9 a.m. This is not the people on my route on the southeast side of Chicago where at 7 o'clock in the morning, as soon as the liquor store opens, they are ready and willing and able and anxious to get their shot of R&R, their Dimitri vodka. They're ready.
Come on.
UV. It's got so many colors. I said, wow. It's got blue, green, red. Give me UV blue. Give me UV red. I said, man, how much it cost? $2.75. Jesus. You spending $2.75, you're about to get towed up. So, stay focused, y'all, because it's too early to be that drunk in the scripture. But I'm just talking about southeast side of Chicago. You know what goes on. So, come on, help me, Sister Winter. So the Apostle Peter comes in. He says, listen, this is not what you think. They're not drunk with wine. This is the thing that was prophesied by the prophet Joel.
Go ahead.
So now Peter starts to establish and bring clarity to a prophecy that happened years ago. Uh-huh. It's now being fulfilled.
Yes.
So you have to find yourself in a place to say, as believers, has the prophecy ever been fulfilled in your life? Has anything come to pass that's been spoken over you? Has anything manifested for you? What has the shepherd of your life spoken into you that's come to pass?
Come on, sir.
Check your fruit.
Yes.
Check the evidence of the word. So the Apostle Peter, he goes on, he tells them about what's supposed to happen in the book of Joel and how the old men will see dreams and young men will dream visions and all these various things. And he begins to minister a message, and then he begins to talk about how David prophesied and talked about the coming Messiah throughout the scriptures and how many times he was mentioned and what was going to happen. He said, this is just evidence of what God has already promised
glory,
to happen.
Glory.
And so as believers, we've just found ourselves fulfilling prophecy.
Come on.
So believers, God has an opportunity for your life to be a witness and a testimony to people as the prophetic words has been released over your life. You're seeing the manifestation because you're starting to walk it out.
Come on, sir.
You're starting to move in the thing that was spoken over you. If it's not one thing that I know I didn't miss on as being a pastor was coming to the place of calling Evangelist Mary an evangelist. I didn't know anything about her background when God released to say she was an evangelist. I didn't know her in depth as a teacher and what she did in classrooms and how she was, you know, always trying to share God's word. But God witnessed in my spirit that she was an evangelist. And she's been the only evangelist that's been a part of this ministry that God has sent, that God has used, that God has allowed me to ordain and speak and say, this is what you are. God allowed me to see that in her.
Uh-huh.
Now, she wasn't an evangelist previous. Am I right, evangelist?
I didn't even know what it was.
Exactly. But when you get in the right fellowship and you get in around believers that are not intimidated by your gifts, because your gift will make room for you. And that's not just about, you know, your talent. That's about money too. But I'm just saying, your gift will make room for you when you find yourself operating for it, operating in it, because God will take you to levels and dimensions that you never thought before. Now, there are other people that I've surely ordained and spoken over their life. I'm just using Evangelist Mary as an example. And God has blessed her because I saw her walk it out.
Yeah.
I didn't know the souls that she was touching and the young men who was meeting at her house. I didn't know all those things, but God knew what she was doing. So God said, by the spirit, you will know them.
Yeah.
But if you in the flesh and you carnal, how you going to recognize the spirit?
Come on, sir.
How you going to recognize what God has in somebody's life? Because you'll label them right where they at when she was wounded and hurt in a relationship. Y'all missing it.
Come on.
I'm giving you real life because I want you to see the tangible of this. I didn't leave her at the place of where she was wounded.
Amen.
I had to stay with her and begin to encourage as she began to walk out the purpose of God in her life.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there were struggles. There were slips and falls. There were things and challenges that we go through. But we got to recognize and see, you know what? We all have a process.
Amen.
Now, what happens is we get frustrated with somebody else's process because you've been delivered so long.
Amen.
You've been delivered so long, and now you're struggling with another person's struggle because you forgot all about your struggle, and you said, why is it taking them so long to get out their struggle? Well, wasn't nobody putting a time clock on you?
All right.
Amen.
For 15 years, you were struggling and battling and fighting and struggling and battling and fighting and struggling and battling and fighting. Coming to church, missing church, coming to church, missing church, in church, out of church, lying, stealing, killing, murdering, back in church again, coming to church. God, I'm saved. God, help me. God, deliver me. And all along the way, God still brought you out. Because some of us are still here by the grace of God. So the Apostle Peter began to share the word. And I want to give you a scripture. I want to pick it up at this verse because I want you to see what happens. We're in Acts chapter 2. And I want you to drop down to verse. Okay, here we go. Because we're not going to be long. Ooh, I love this when football season over. See that? Season over. It's playoff time now. You know, your team might not even be in the playoffs, so you just sit at home crying. I'm sorry, all my Bears fans. I'm sorry. So, Acts chapter 2, y'all. Come on. Verse 32. Let's start right there. So Peter is still ministering the word of God to them. And he says, God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this. Now he is exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven at God's right hand. And the Father, as he had promised, gave him the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us. Just as you see and hear today, for David himself never ascended into heaven. Yet he said, because I told you, tell me about how David was ministering about the prophetic coming of the Messiah. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. So let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah. Peter's words, here we go. Peter's words pierced their hearts. And they said to him and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? As believers, when the word of the Lord is being released into our life, and God is speaking something to us, even for those who are unsaved, because he was talking to those Jews who came in and said they was drunk. He was ministering to them. And those people begin to come in and they begin to hear this message. And he said, it began to pierce their heart. So in other words, it began to bring forth conviction upon them. And it began to draw them close to God where they said, listen, what should we do with this information you've just given us? What should we do with the word that was just preached? What should you do to the message that you just received? What should you do as you come in as a believer week after week, Sunday after Sunday? What should you be doing with the message? You should be getting to a place and applying it to your life and moving in the things of God so that God can fulfill his purpose and destiny in you. And he goes on and tells them in verse 38, he said, they asked him, what should you do? Because these are people who are getting born again, being believers. He said, Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. He says, then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It said, this promise is to you, listen at this, to your children and to those far away, all who have been called by the Lord our God. So in that statement, nobody's left out. He said, if you would come to the place of repenting of your sins, turning to God, being baptized. And listen, you got to understand, being baptized is not going to negate you from receiving the Holy Ghost. It's some people that's in a place of dryness. They can't get to no water. He said, take the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so you have to understand that God will begin to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He said, then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you, to your children, and to those far away. It's promised to your children. Yeah. Yeah. So you got to begin to speak and decree and declare, God, just as you filled me with the Spirit of God, because I repented of my sins, I turned away from my sinful nature, and I received the Holy Spirit. God, I release that same grace upon my children. I release that same anointing upon my grandchildren. You got to begin to speak it out of your mouth. You got to declare it. You have to speak it, because the enemy is after us. He's coming for us. He's seeking after us. He's going about as a roaring, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So if we don't stand guard and to begin to protect our babies, our children, those far away, they will be lost. He said, then Peter continued preaching. Amen. For a long time. Amen. Oh, man. Wait a minute. How you going to hold over 3,000 people for over 2.5, 3 hours, 4 hours preaching the gospel? We got to go to the buffet. I gotta get my movie date. When is he going to be finished? No, when you encounter God at this level, at this magnitude, time doesn't matter. Because I'm in the presence of God. I'm under his anointing. And God began to minister through Peter. And he said he continued to preach for a long time because preaching began to prick their heart. It began to pry at them. It began to tear down some stuff. See, this is what happens why you have to hear the word of God. It says you have to hear it. How can you be delivered and saved if you don't hear the word? Right. See, the more I heard the word, the more I desired to be more like Christ.
Yes.
The more I desired to do the things that lined up with his will. But the less I heard his word, the less I was around God's people, the less I strayed away from the things that represent God, I found myself distancing from God. I find myself falling away. I find myself doing things that are contrary to his plan. Why? Because I've separated myself from the fellowship, from the being in his presence. And he said he was strongly urging all his listeners. He was urging them. See, there's a certain passion level that I have that you won't have because I'm a leader. I'm a pastor.
Right.
Let me help you at this moment. See, what happens is people who don't have a pastor's heart try to figure out why the pastor do what he do.
Amen.
See, my compassion level is going to be greater than yours because you're sister so-and-so. And God has given me the heart of the... He said... We asked for pastors after God's own heart, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then once the pastor's heart is like God, then we say, well, what happened? He ain't, well, why he ain't cuss him out today? Why he ain't be all evil and cantankerous with him? Why he didn't do this with him? But we asked God. God send us shepherds after God's own heart. And see, what happens is, I'll never forget. I'm just making this as an example. And Minister Caesar brought it to light because he spoke it. It was an issue with the homeless people on the side of the building using the electrical outlets. And he acknowledged it. They put locks on everything, said, because they was tapping into the Wi-Fi, using, powering up their phone, whatever. So he said, and I said, oh, yeah, I seen that guy over there before. And so Caesar said, well, he got to go. So Caesar said, you have a pastor's heart, I got a minister's heart. He said, your grace is not the same grace I have. I have an assignment to do in that area. And so God will begin to minister and allow God to move because he understood and said, you may have some grace for him to stay over here a little longer, but God said he's got to move at this moment in this time and God will be able to handle it and do it. But he recognized that the heart that I have is more extended in grace, not just because I'm special or anything like that. It's because God has put the anointing of the pastor. He's the minister. And when we understand our role, our assignment, I won't get confused and jump in pastor stuff when I minister. Because God will allow things to be in decency and in order. I didn't fall out with him when he had to do what he had to do concerning that area because it was something that made logical sense and what needed to be done in that moment. But I held on to that because I said he recognized the fact.
Yes.
That sometimes you're not going to see eye to eye with the pastor sees because the pastor sees at another level.
Yeah. Right.
Not saying that he don't see. Not saying he's not anointed. Hear me because I don't want nobody to twist it.
Right.
It's just a greater level what God places upon the head and the compassion. I have a compassion for people. I ministered and talked to another pastor this week and we were sharing how he was had to go and help his co-worker's brother who had passed preach his funeral. He said he's not a member of nobody's church, but I'm going to help him because he's my co-worker. I'm going to do the funeral for him. I got the time. I'm going to do it. People don't understand that when you become a pastor, you're not just a pastor of people who are in your congregation. You pastor people. You don't know how many people who are not in the fold and I minister to on a weekly basis. I don't sit around and look at them and find out, well, who are you? What's your tag number? No, I'm not doing that. Where your tag number at? You looking for help? And if I can help, let me extend grace to you and help you. We get caught up and we're stuck. And this is why. why ministries are dying day to day, day to day, day to day. There's no newness because people are not in the place where Apostle Peter can freely preach the word of God, freely release what God has to say and begin to prick the people's heart and begin to draw them in. He said, listen what he said. He said he insisted. It says he strongly urged all his listeners, save yourselves from this crooked generation. I'm trying to preach a message to you to save yourself from a crooked generation. Save yourself from a people, a culture that's trying to destroy what God looks like.
Yes, amen.
Because we're in a culture where everything goes.
Yes.
Everything is good. In the church, out the church. It don't matter. It's good.
Come on, sir.
And we have to recognize these things and understand it. I know I'm bringing up a lot of sidebars, but I'm just trying to help people because they keep popping up in my mind. Practical, come on. So Dr. Ari Vernon shared something. He said, listen, he said there's some stuff that may not be in my ministry, so I don't have to hit on it. I don't have to preach on that. Different sins or different things of that nature. He said, but he know in his church about 80% of the people in fornication. Don't you woe, because 75 in here probably.
Come on, sir.
Stop fronting. Don't you woe. Don't you woe. Don't you do it. I know. Don't you trip in here. You almost got it out. Whoa. For what? Everybody in here ain't married and ain't sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and keeping their legs or their pants down. Up, up, up. We telling this, it's just the truth of what the reality is, but we get caught up and we trying to not identify this sin is bigger than the other one.
Come on.
So just because you don't have liars, you got fornicators. I ain't got to preach on lies because I got fornicators.
Right.
Help you to keep your body pure. That's what's in the house. As leaders, you recognize and know. When you hear me say those things, fornication, lying, talebearing, self-righteousness, pride, it's up in here.
Come on, sir.
Don't be deep today. I ain't gonna get in that one man. Amen. Because you can sit around and look the other way and try to figure, it ain't me.
Come on, sir.
I'm really gonna have to put on the suit next week. Jesus. Jordan, mount up. You better get some hang time right now because I need you, man. I need you to protect me. Where's my shield and buckler? Father God, save me from the darts that's coming. Oh my God. Oh my Jesus. Because what he's saying is we have to understand that we're saved, but people are in a place they're struggling, but it's not taken away from their salvation that they believe Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And they can love God. Because I was once coming to church in fornication. But I got one amen. I got one me too. Thank you, sister. One me too. Because I used what we used to be. What we used to be. And people have gotten to a place, and I'm not saying, listen at this, because now Priscilla Shiner? Tony Evans' daughter? Her clip is going around talking about holiness. Because holiness is still right.
Yes.
Somebody got to speak the truth.
Yes. Yes.
See, in the midst of our struggles that we go through, I'm still going to come here and preach the truth.
Yes, sir.
Whether you change or not, my assignment is preach truth.
Yes. Yes.
I can't be caught up in trying to figure out when they're going to change, why they ain't changing, when they're going to get delivered, when they're going to do it. No, my assignment is coming to preach you, feed the sheep. Because
right.
Sooner or later, you'll eat something that will help change you.
That's right.
But if I'm never preaching truth, you won't have the opportunity to eat something that will settle down in your spirit that will help you get free.
Uh-huh.
This is why we have to be conscious of what the culture is, what's going on.
Yeah.
Because he said it. Just when he said that response, and he said like, he was like, whoa. He was like, no, don't you do it because it's in here. It's not deep. It's not deep. And we have to be able to recognize and know. This is why we pray, we intercede. God, we're in a place to be delivered, to be moving forward. Pride ain't just when you halty. Pride is when you don't even want to ask for help.
No, that's right. That's right. Amen.
I've been there. Been there. We have to be honest with ourselves if God's going to continue to help us and move us along and move us forward.
Amen.
Oh, it's getting tight up in here.
Come on, sir.
Pray for me, Apostle.
So the word of the Lord says, we get ready to close this message out. Listen. So listen what happened. Because when you're preaching the true word of God, listen what happened. Those who believe what Peter said were baptized and added to church. When? That day? That day? That's a lot of water. I don't think one filling of the tub going, we can do 3,000 people. That water got dirty, grimy. We're going to have to refill, start over again. Some got cold. 3,000 in one day? They were, you know, rivers and lakes. You know, they couldn't control the temperature. I'm just saying, exactly. In one day, 3,000 in all got baptized and saved. Because all he did was preach the gospel.
Come on, sir.
Amen. He didn't sell a chicken dinner. He didn't have an outreach program. All he did was preach the gospel. He didn't have a big stage with lights. He didn't have a smoke machine. The lights weren't dim in the sanctuary. There wasn't a big board, a big teleprompter, a big monitor behind him. All he did was preach the truth. And the believers responded. So God will, if we preach his truth,
that's right.
God will do the work.
That's
right. Oh my God. I don't have the capacity to save you. It's not in me, because God didn't ordain me as Jesus. It's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. So now, we're these few little verses, and we close out. We only got a few more left. So once this happened, listen what they do. Because they're creating a model for us.
Amen.
Once the model has been established, just like when Dion left, he said the thing has been set in. He's giving you the transcripts. Mm-hmm. He's giving you the manuscript of how to do this. He said all you got to do is repeat it. Right. Now, you're not Dion. You know, they don't have the same talent, the same vision, the eyesight that Dion may have had to coach. But he's given a blueprint to go forward. So now they begin to place a model in place. Listen what happens in verse 42. All the believers devoted themselves to whose teaching? Whose teachings?
Apostles.
The apostles' teachings. Mm-hmm. Not the teachings of everything else that didn't matter. The apostles' teaching, and to do what? Fellowship. And they shared meals, including the Lord's Supper. And they did what? To pray. So wait a minute. So believers adhered to, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching because it was important that, because there were other people that were teaching different doctrines.
Yes.
In this time frame.
Yes.
And just like we live in now, there's a lot of people teaching different doctrines.
Yes.
And different teachings. And this is why you have to be careful who you give your ear to.
Yes, sir.
It says the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. So that's what we talked about. And fellowship, it builds you. Yes. It strengthens you. It encourages you. It says, and then they sharing meals. This is why we have pizza parties, and we have some sandwiches, and we have a hot dog day. Because meals bring fellowship. Those of y'all who grew up in a Baptist culture and grew up in church, it was probably some of y'all had dinner every Sunday almost.
Every Sunday.
Yeah. Or every other Sunday you had dinner after church. Mm-hmm. Am I right? People who are in Baptist, I didn't grow up in church, so I'm just going from what I hear. I didn't get saved until I was 19. And I only knew two churches. I was 19, both non-denominations, so I don't know the culture of different denominations. But from what I heard, you would have bread and break bread, you know, and eat in fellowship because you knew everybody in the church.
Amen.
Because it created fellowship. And it says, notice this, and including the Lord's Supper, so they did communion together.
Yeah.
And then to prayer. They were devoted to prayer.
Yes.
Prayer is so essential.
Come on.
And it's named among the thing that they were doing in the model of the church in the beginning.
Yes.
We say all we want to do is pray for me and mine and pray for what's convenient. Pray for what I know that's on the surface. I'm going to pray for my house, my kids, my little baby, them, my little goldfish, and my dog going to be all right. And we're all going to be blessed. In Jesus' name. No. We're praying at 6 a.m. in the morning. I can't just stand there and pray every day about my house.
Come on.
Why would you engage that? I'm praying for the homeless. I'm praying for singles. I'm praying for children. We're praying for money. We're praying for favor, for increase. We're praying to let it go. Get rid of the unforgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be healed.
That's right.
Be healed, because prayer is essential. Because this is what a believer looks like. A believer looks like somebody that's following the teaching of the Word of God, that's in fellowship, that's sharing in meals, and that's in prayer. That, the Muslim that's on my route, them stores that I go into every Friday, their prayer time. But they gonna pray every day if they turn out. But Friday's their day of prayer. Mm-hmm. And this one they go to the mosque. And they make time.
Yes,
it used to be because they haven't been so influenced by the culture. Maybe about 15 years ago, my stores on Friday, they would close for 2 hours and go pray.
Mm-hmm.
They would shut the store down. I knew if you didn't get there before 12 o'clock on Friday, they was gonna be closed. And then when I open back up to at least 1:30 or 2 o'clock, depending on who the owner was, that's how dedicated and devoted they were.
Yeah.
But now culture's influenced them. I don't see none of my stores that close like that anymore, because the culture has influenced them, where they just take turns and somebody will stay at the store and they'll go pray at another time. They just figured out a different way, but they would shut down their business because they were saying, you know what, the money that I'm gonna lose in this hour is not worth my prayer time. What do you truly value?
Yeah.
Is God's grace and mercy, his goodness, how much worth have you placed on it? Are you willing to sacrifice the time that you could get money to say, you know, I'm going to be in prayer? Let's finish this out. A deep sense of awe came over them all. And the apostles performed many miracles, signs, and wonders. Notice this. Pay attention. The apostle Peter wasn't the only one performing signs and wonders. It's the word says the apostles, plural, performed many miracles, signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. When we come together and we have pizza and sounds, we have food or something, it's because you came and gave your tithes and offering, and we can take from that and we can all come together and eat together. We can have fellowship together. It says, and then they became so connected. They said they sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need.
Amen.
They worshiped together at the temple. How many days?
Each day.
How many days?
Every day.
Each day. They found themselves making time in the temple.
Yeah.
It says they met in homes for the Lord's Supper. And they shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. The goodwill of all the people. See, you're looking at people and you think they mean evil, but you haven't taken time to know them.
Amen.
You haven't asked them what's their background. You haven't asked them how. You didn't know that they grew up in foster care. You didn't know that they were abandoned as a child. You didn't know that they didn't have a father, so they don't know how to treat a woman. So if you don't have fellowship with them and all you do is come in and you sit and then you leave and you go, you won't find out who anyone is.
That's right.
I don't need nobody to know my business. Baby, all your business on Facebook anyway.
That's right.
So what you want? What you want? What you talk about? Oh, Jesus. And the scripture says, all while praising God, enjoying the goodwill of all people, and each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved.
Amen.
Being saved. Being saved. Being saved. Being is continual. It's a process. Evangelist Mary, you're a teacher. Being means being. It keeps going, right? It's continual. It's continual. Where my English major is at? Because I wasn't good at it.
ING is constant.
Oh, my God. Thank you, teacher. ING is constant. Being saved. So they may have been baptized. They may have been received the word. But they're still being saved. I still got some hangups.
Yes.
I still got some crooks and nannies need to be ironed out. But as long as I stay in the fellowship, as long as I get around the goodwill of the people, as long as I stay in prayer, as long as I have a sharing and giving attitude, it's going to break down the selfish mindset, the mean mindset, the unkindness toward other people, because I'm getting around people and find out where they are.
Amen.
What happened in your life? Why are you so jacked up? If you stop trying to figure out, ask somebody why they shout like they shout.
Come on.
Amen.
I'll tell you.
Come on.
Why?
When When you had to go through this, go through that, go through this, go through that pain, go through that. You've been here, there, everywhere. There are people that have probably been in 10 foster homes. And you was mad because your mama didn't get you a G.I. Joe. With the kung fu grip. Y'all close the book because y'all, that's for, you got to be 40 and over to know about G.I. Joe, kung fu grip. Don't. Listen, that's our word for the day. And they were praising God each and every day, and God added to the fellowship. Believers create an atmosphere where people desire to be added to the fellowship.
Yes, that's good.
You got to create an atmosphere that's desirable for people to want to be in.
That's right.
If they don't want to be in the presence of you, then they just going to turn their nose up and they going to keep going. They say, man, them folks is mean. I don't want to be around that. So we got to be able to be open and change our mindset and be willing to change. Amen?
Amen.
So, we're going to share this testimony real quick. Pastor Vanessa is. And I just believe God.
Amen.
And this thing happened out of the blue. And I'm just going to give her the mic. So, Pastor Vanessa, you got your mic. And you can come up here or stand down there.
Hallelujah.
My running stand.
Oh, my Jesus. Listen, I'm not going to be long. I just wanted to share something, but okay, Apostle. Listen, I had to make him, this happened last Sunday, and I had to make him hold this because I'm like, wait a minute. I got to verify this because, you know, he will get excited and tell all the business. Amen. But let me just share this, and I want to encourage you all. I'm so grateful that Apostle is teaching on where are the believers. And I'm telling you, this thing hit me because, and I'm going to tell you, I told one of my good girlfriends, I've been knowing her over 30 years. We went to college together, everything. We were roommates. And I was sharing with them what happened. And I told them, I said, you know, Jonas immediately just started shouting and praising God. And I was like, hold on. Let me check and make sure. Hold on. And she said, you know what? As believers, we need to normalize that God does miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. How you a part of the kingdom and you don't believe that God can do something supernatural, that he can do something above that what you may ask, think, or believe. Amen. And so I'm so grateful on today. You know, I don't even know where to start, but let me just share this, and I want you to be encouraged because this may not be your testimony, but God will do it. He's no respecter person. What he done for me, he'll do the same thing for you. You may need something in your body healed. You may need something with your children. You may need deliverance in another area, but God, he's the same God. Amen. And so I just wanted to share this. You know, I went on to college. I went to college and, you know, I went to undergraduate. And when I graduated from college, you know, I wasn't ready to work. So I went on to graduate school. Amen. So I went to undergrad. I went to graduate. And, you know, my parents, they were hardworking, blue collar. They sent me to private high school. They invested a lot in me. Amen. And so I went on to school, and when I got to college, amen, that payment was on me. Amen. They did what they could to help support me. You know, I took out student loans. I had debt, and, you know, that's just what it was. I had student loan debt, and I came out of college. And so when I got married, amen, you know, when you get married, you marry me with everything, okay? Even that student loan debt. Come on here. So that's why he was excited because we married me, baby. Everything is coming with me, amen? You're taking me in all my glory, amen? And so, you know, when I start working with the state, You know, as soon as you sign up with the state in orientation, you have to fill out a form that you are current on all your student loan debt. You cannot be behind. You cannot be in default, anything, if you are working with the state of Illinois. So I signed all my stuff. They want all your information. Who your lender? Because you got to be in right standing while you're working with this, or we coming to snatch your money. Amen. And we going to pay for you. Okay. And so when I started working with the state 10 years ago, I made sure that I had everything in order. You know, I had to be consistent. Look, you got to get on the payment plan, whatever you want to do, whatever, whatever. Okay, I'd have been out of school over 20 years. Judge somebody else. Don't judge me. Amen. But look, I will say this. I thank God that God has graced us because we, you know, if you have multiple children, we got 3 kids. Y'all know that. We lived in the city. We put them in the best schools. We paid tuition. We paid for the best daycare. We sent them to whatever we did. We sacrificed for our children. Amen. And if you got multiple children, I ain't just talking about one. When you got 3 jokers and you paying tuition and you going up there like, here you go. Amen. We did it. Amen. But I was just so amazed at what God done. So here I'm, you know, hey, I got to pay this here, this student loan, you know, after you have did it for so long, the interest piles up. So I might have just borrowed $30,000. You know, you wait some years, it's up to over $100,000. Amen. Because interest ain't piled up on that joker. And so I'm like, God, dog, this is like a mortgage payment almost every month. At first it was like a little bitty cop payment, but now this joker is like a mortgage payment every month and I got to pay it. Amen. I am so grateful. So last year, in July, I was like, okay, they talking about, you know, hey, they finna, you know, they had a pause on student loan debt and, you know, you got to start on student loan payments, but you got to start paying back up. I said, well, let me fill out my forms so they know my income. Maybe I can get this payment down a little bit, you know, because I got 2 kids in college now. Amen. I got Josh and Jonas in school. I'm paying for, let me try to decrease this payment. Amen. So I'm just filling out paperwork, sending it in. Y'all, on last Saturday, it came in the mail, but Apostle got it last Sunday. I'm trying to get ready for church. Amen. Doing my makeup. He come running. I'm trying to find something. Here he come running in the room. And I'm like, I got nervous. What's wrong with you? He said, is this true? I read the notice and it says, it didn't even have my name, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. This great, I can't even think of her name. It's this, she's from Africa. She said this year in 2023, your name will be congratulations. Amen. Okay, you'll catch it in a minute. And so I'm reading the letter. It says, congratulations. Your student loan has been forgiven. All your debt has been paid. We thank you for your public service. I'm talking about over $100,000 worth of debt right there. Accurate. I said, you get too excited. Hold on.
Jesus.
I said, he said, well, all right, I'll hold it. I said, I called on Monday morning, first thing, 8 a.m. They opened up. I was on the phone walking in the building at work. I'm talking, I'm holding. And I said, I got this paper, and it said, congratulations. Uh-huh. All your student loan has been forgiven. Lord. I said, I ain't filled out for nothing Jesus. Like that. Let me tell you, when we're talking about the year of much, and last year was the year of debt freedom, the woman told me, she said, okay, what's your name? Uh-huh, yeah, I got your information. She said, actually, your debt was forgiven in July of 2022. Come on and give debt freedom. She said it was officially discharged in October. But that thing got revealed in the year of March. Hallelujah! Let me tell you something. I held on to the word even last year. You know how you always had that, Lord, please. You had that debt that just hold over you. And I said, God, is going to die with this here payment. I'm paying for kids to go to college and I'm still paying for it, God. But God is so faithful. He is so faithful that he is concerned about his people. Let me tell you, I was trying to figure it out. I was researching. I was looking. I said, I ain't filled out no form for this. The form I filled out was for forgiveness, but I was trying to get my payment, Lord. Come on. God is so faithful. He is so kind and he is so faithful. Now look, you might not have no student loan debt. You might, I don't care what kind of debt it is. God, if he did it for me, he will do it for you. He's the same God, the same God. Amen. And so I'm so grateful. I'm excited what God is doing. Listen, just take a hold of it. It's the year of much. Whatever you're believing God for in this year, in the year of much, God is well able. He did it in 2022. Said, what the year of debt freedom? Debt free people. Y'all, it wasn't just a little cliche or something we was just putting up. Amen. God manifested that thing. Hallelujah. So I'm so excited. But I love the woman of God. I can't say her name. But she said, your name in 2023 will be congratulations. I mean, I opened the letter and said, congratulations. That's my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful. I'm glad Apostle got to run. Hallelujah. He got to shout. But it put me, I was convicted. When my girlfriend said, she said, what are you talking about? You had the check. She said, we are believers. We're supposed to expect things like this to happen. We're supposed to expect the supernatural to manifest. Hallelujah. So I'm glad you're teaching on where the believers at. Because we have to expect God to move like that. Amen.
Go ahead and shout. Go ahead. Go ahead. I brought my shout music. To hear this,
Jesus. 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 Name is congratulations! Hey! 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 Next year, your name shall be called congratulations.
Listen, her name is Leslie Olsen. Her and her husband, they've had an amazing testimony. They've only been in ministry for over 6 years. They just paid $5 million cash for a building. They were in the process of building a building. They're in New Jersey. They're from Africa. But God is just using, we found him on, seen him on Instagram. But when that thing hit, she said, your name shall be congratulations.
Yeah.
Month after month. Let me tell you. See, Pastor Venice, she calm, she dignified.
Uh-huh.
Baby, I got all the Inglewood in me. Baby, let me tell you how God works, because they sent the letter out like on the 2nd or the 3rd. It got to our house on the 5th. That's God's grace.
Uh-huh.
And then I found it on that Sunday.
Yes.
And God began to just move and bless. I opened the letter. I wasn't going to open the letter because I thought it was another one where they give you the information saying, okay, it's still in forbearance. You know, they're still under the government thing or whatever. You don't have to pay the loan. But then I said, wait a minute, let me open this up. I opened it up and the front part just, you know, shared the congratulations and all this other stuff. You've been working in that particular field of DHS and community service. But on the back, it said, see, she can give you the full number. It had a box at the end. It said, principal and interest has been forgiven. $123,055.21. That's money I ain't got to sweat for. That's money she ain't got to work on the phone, seeing customers at the DHS window. That's money we don't have to give out that can now stay in our home for our children, for our retirement. See, you don't see it like that. You don't understand the magnitude of it. When you paid in the last 4 years over $47,000 for your kids to go to private school and college, and God has made a way out of no way, when God blessed and God allowed New Covenant Worship to allow me to have a salary to help pay these bills and these tuitions, this is why I shout the way I shout. This is why I praise God the way I praise God. Because God has been too good to me. It's been times I didn't know how God was going to do what he needed to do and what we needed done, but God found a way to do it. And here it is. I would have never imagined. Her name came up though. Because why? When Winter shared her testimony and her student loan was forgiven, we shouted with her. When Sister Bridget's student loan was forgiven, we shouted with her. When somebody in the ministry, their IRS debt was forgiven, done, we shouted with them. You didn't know that. I know the person. They told it with me personally. Because God is doing those things. All you got to do is believe. See, the significance of it is the amount, $123,000. Do you understand what I'm telling you? The years of interest. And when you just be like, God, how are we going to do it? What are we going to do? You don't understand. Three kids going to private daycare in the city because we couldn't trust the school system. When you got to pay $500-$600 a month, $900 a month, whatever it was, we were paying for daycare? See, so now you should be shouting because you had a grandmama that watched your kids for free. Or you was a stay-at-home mom, you didn't have to pay them daycare fees. See, y'all tripping because you don't really understand the sacrifice of what it takes when you got multiple kids and you trying to do everything you trying to do to make it happen. Sacrifice after sacrifice. And when she said, when they told her that it was paid in July of the year of debt freedom.
Uh-huh.
See, this is the part. See, some of us didn't even believe the vision.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
I had stuff all on the wall. And we are debt-free people. Yeah. Debt-free people live here. Debt-free people worship here. Yeah. My house is debt-free. Whatever. That set the atmosphere because you got to see. You got to get the revelation. I got to walk in here every day and see that sign. Man, this is a debt-free ministry. How is that going to happen?
Yeah.
God's going to do it.
Yeah.
And here it is. I told my friend when she was here last week, I told her how we paid the remodel wall with $230-some thousand cash. And I said, here it is. 2016, we're in the building. 2022 has just been 6 years, and we only owe $52,000. Who can do that? Nobody but God. We don't have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in the ministry. God does this because he's faithful.
Yes.
And what you begin to speak up, what you begin to declare, I'm here to encourage you. God's word is truth.
Yes.
See, if you doubted before, you should really believe God now. So now, when Evangelist Mary, before we came into 2023, when she stood up and said, I'm already grabbing hold to the year of much, I'm already speaking it, I'm already declaring it, you better grab hold to what God is releasing over our life. This is the year of much. And he's already started at the beginning of the year. See, some stuff was holding up. So you mean 8, 9, 10 months ago, I was debt free, but I didn't know it. God said, I'll release it in the time for you to know, because God had a plan and a purpose. He said it wasn't to be revealed in the year of debt freedom. He said, I want to reveal it in the year of much, because I want you to see the significance of $123,055.21.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless your name.
Listen. We give God praise.
Amen.
We give God glory.
Yes.
And we thank God for his presence. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise.
Yes.
Facebook Live, YouTube, God bless you all. Can you cut our live? Sister Chantel, let me know when it's cut. Some more goodness of the Lord. Okay.